You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. James Edwards and Eddie the Bombardier Miller here with you in Memphis, Tennessee at our flagship radio station, going out to the AM/FM affiliates of the Liberty News Radio Network and simulcasting online at thepoliticalcesspool.org. It's Saturday night, June 8th. We're live. Keith Alexander, of course, called in at the very top of the program from Winston-Salem, North Carolina, where he delivered a speech today to the Council of Conservative Citizens National Conference. It's a busy show tonight, a frantic show. We zipped through some of the featured articles that have been posted to our website this week. During the last segment, we also worked in a couple of quick comments from Peter Scoop Stanton. And now we're going back out to Utah. Two major conferences were held in back-to-back weeks. Of course, you know about the council because Keith was talking about it earlier, but there was another conference that was held that Eddie and I were both slated to attend, and for the same reasons I couldn't make the council conference, unfortunately, and I mean regrettably, I couldn't make the CSPOA conference because, like the council in many ways, it was in many ways a political cesspool reunion. Michael Perutka, we were talking about him during the first hour also, and I know you spoke with Michael this week, Eddie, on the phone for a length of time, but about half the speakers at the CSPOA conference were former guests of the political cesspool, and a guy by the name of Sam Bushman might be familiar to some of our listeners. He just owns the network that syndicates us and is a regular guest on the show, in addition to being the host of the Liberty Roundtable program. Sam was a speaker there, and much more than that, Sam organized the conference, or a great deal of it. Sam, tell us all about the CSPOA and make Eddie and I green with envy for having to have missed it.
Hi to James and Eddie and the Political Cesspool listenership. We sure appreciate all of you. That's number one. Number two, I was just with Michael Perutka at the CSPOA conference. I was the one kind of, I did a ton of stuff this conference, James. I usually am, I've been heavily involved with Richard Mack ever since he beat the federal government at the Supreme Court. But every conference, it seems like I get more involved. This time I was responsible for all the speakers for the main day, all the breakout sessions, coordinating all the flight and travel information and that kind of stuff. There were other people involved with me, but I was at the heart of every bit of that. I was responsible for the vendors. I mean, it was just crazy. Well, anyway, Michael Perutka was there. He hit it out of the park just like everybody else. It was a conference to remember, James.
Eddie's over here. He's getting. I wish you could see Eddie's face right now, Sam. He's just shaking his head, saying it makes him want to vomit to hear you say that, because you don't know. I mean, I know a lot of people kind of put on, oh man, I really wanted to come, but they really didn't. I can tell you, Eddie has a hernia. I mean, there was just so much going on behind the scenes in Memphis, but and he has to have surgery for it in just a couple of days. But Sam, I know that was an outstanding conference, and what we're going to be talking about for the remainder of the show tonight, actually, after we finish receiving your report, is why the CSPOA is quite possibly the most meaningful organization in existence now, and an organization that has the potential to make the biggest immediate impact on the reclamation of America's destiny that is out there right now. Sam, I'm sure you can attest to that much more than I can. Why is that?
Let me start out by telling you who covered it. Because in the past, we really haven't had near the coverage we would hope for the conference. This time, we had a whole lot more coverage. Number one, WorldNet Daily was there. My buddy Drew Zahn wrote a couple of articles before the conference. He wrote a couple of articles from the conference. WorldNet Daily covered it very well. If you just look up WorldNetWND.com, CSPOA, they got great write-ups there. But in addition to WorldNet Daily covering it, the John Birch Society's, what's their magazine called?
The New American?
The New American. We had Joe Wolverton, which he's an attorney. He's from Utah. He's one of the writers for The New American. He was there, spoke, hit it out of the park against NDAA and some of the other things like that. So he covered it very well. In addition to that, you got the American Free Press.
Right.
Kit Carson was there doing a great job covering that. He's writing things up in the American Free Press now. Those are just some of the people. There was tons of bloggers there, talk show hosts there. There was a lot of people that do small video production stuff that were there. They got a bunch of video. We videotaped the whole conference. It'll be available eventually at CSPOA.org. You'll be able to buy the set and watch it in your own home. The first day was on Friday, and it was all day long, starting at 7 with registration, kicked it off at 8 o'clock. I started the thing with a prayer. Myself, along with a guy named Vince Finelli, who does USA Prepared, a radio show, we both simulcasted our shows from the first day of the event live. I actually had to have a friend of ours, Chris Ann Hall, who's a constitutional attorney, well-known speaker from Florida. Not only did she speak and hit it out of the park, she sat down with Vince while I ran up and said the prayer during our shows even. It was that tremendous of coverage.
Yeah, you know, I was tuned in live that Friday. I guess it was a week ago Friday. When you did that live remote broadcast, we were actually talking in the first hour about how we almost always do a live remote broadcast from the CFCC conference. And, of course, I couldn't do that this year because I wasn't able to go because of some things I need to take care of at home, overlapping conflicts and commitments. But you, Sam, great energy. And you could actually, folks, if you go back to the Liberty Roundtable website and catch Sam's live broadcast from the POA floor, you can hear all the hustle and bustle, people chattering in the background, Sam and a collection of guests coming in and out of the broadcast. You actually hear Sam leave to go deliver the opening prayer of the conference, and it's all happening in real time. And it was just, I know you were simulcasting with another radio host. It was just an incredible remote broadcast, and those shows are always the most fun.
And it was so live. Let me give you an example. I'm sitting there with Vince, and he says, "Hey, man, how am I going to get the broadcast to your show?" And I said, "Well, through my software." He's like, "What? I don't know anything about your software." And I said, "Buddy, I do." He said, I says, "What you need to do is give me this kind of a feed." And he goes, "I don't have that kind of a cable." I said, "Well, man, we got to go get one." He says, "We don't have time." He whips out his pocket knife, and he chops a cable in half, man. And he splices another cable on, and he says, "Dude, let's try this." And, "Buddy, we're all on the air." It was like that kind of stuff.
It was a great show.
It was amazing. So here's the main point that I want to tell you. So we kicked it off with a prayer. All day long, we had speakers 10, 15 minutes at a time, speaker back to back to back to back. We're talking about sheriffs. We're talking about police chiefs. Police Chief Kessler was there. By the way, he's agreed to be a monthly guest on my show. I sat down and ate steak dinner with him.
Right.
All I'm telling you is so many people back to back to back to back to back. Police chiefs. We had Police Chief David Clark Jr. There from Wisconsin. All I'm telling you is he is an imposing dude, to say the least. But I'm telling you right now, you talk about a gentle giant. The guy is just incredible. He was there. In fact, we met him in the elevator.
Right.
Strangely enough, and we didn't even know who he was. And my buddy Kurt, the co-host of Liberty Roundtable, looks over and sees these just killer-looking boots. And so he goes, "Nice boots." Anyway, the story continues.
And we'll continue, folks, with Sam Bushman. And we're going to, in addition to telling you who all was there, tell you why, just why the CSPOA conference is indeed so important. And it's all coming up. The best is still to come tonight. Stay tuned.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right? And he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him. And believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
This is Mercy. If you're listening to this message, warriors, you are the resistance. Warriors, you are not alone. There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink. Read about it in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. Available now at newsstands everywhere. The Sovereign is a monthly 24-page tabloid newspaper featuring incendiary content about life during wartime in the age of Obama. Warriors, keep to date every month. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance, available at newsstands everywhere. This alert is for all you boppers out there in the big city, all you street people with an ear for the action. This is Mercy. If you're listening to this message, warriors, you are the resistance. This is Mercy. Mine will be the last voice you will ever hear. Don't be alarmed.
To get on the show and speak with James and the gang, call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. And now, back to tonight's show.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to the Political Cesspool Radio Program. You know, between Keith Alexander and Sam Bushman, who, between the two of them, have spoken in the last 2 weeks at the Council of Conservative Citizens and Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association National Conventions, respectively, I think that they have rubbed elbows over the course of the last 14 days with everybody who's ever been a guest on the Political Cesspool, because both of these conferences was chock full of TCP or TPC alumni, Michael Perutka, Sam Bushman himself, of course, but Larry Pratt of the Gun Owners of America, Sheriff Richard Mack, the list goes on and on and on.
In fact,
TPC
the conference
guests
was
that
so
at the CSPOA.
Packed.
We were sharing a story, Sam, about one of the sheriffs that you met in the elevator, and then we'll continue.
Uh-oh. Ooh. All right, well, we're going to get James back here really quick. All right, you back, James?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. All right. Well, James is having a little bit of trouble. I'm going to talk and tell you about this guy in the elevator. Hopefully, James can get that all resolved. So we're in the elevator. This big black dude comes into the elevator. Now, we don't care that he's black. There's a reason that I'm telling you that part. Long story short, my buddy Kurt looks up and sees these incredible boots. Just phenomenal, phenomenal boots. And so my buddy Kurt says, "Hey, where'd you get those incredible boots?" And the guy just says, "Oh, these are my," I can't even remember what he said because I'm not a boot expert, but it was like, "They're my alligator skin or they're my something skin boots." And anyway, they were just nice boots. And so we complimented him on the boots. Then we all, you know, just politely exited the elevator. I start walking toward Richard Mack. All of a sudden, Richard Mack goes, "Hey, man, did you guys get a chance to meet David Clark yet?" We turn around and David Clark's right there. The guy with the boots is David Clark. And I'm telling you right now, he's a big dude, makes Richard Mack look small. The guy, I'm just telling you, he's the nicest guy. We had him on the radio. Me and Vince did Vince's program later in the day. Vince does two programs currently. And we sat him down and talked to him about everything under the sun. And I even brought up the fact that he's a black Democrat and had him respond. And just like I view, David Clark views it the same. That, you know what, being black has nothing to do with it. Being a Democrat has nothing to do with it. Being willing to stand up for our right to keep and bear arms has everything to do with it. And so we talked about that. Later in the conference, we got a black guy and a white guy on the stage and said, "Hey, Southern Poverty Law Center. You racists have a good time with this. Then we got a Jew, a Mormon, a Catholic, a Baptist, a Protestant. I can't remember who we had all on the stage. All right, Southern Poverty Law Center, eat your heart out now, baby. Who's the racist?
Right? Yeah, Eddie said that like a meeting of the Masons. But, you know, Sam, one thing about that, what's so funny is that the SPLC, you were just kind of talking about, dare I say the word diversity, that was on stage there. Well, you know, listen, if these guys, and listen, the political successfuls had blacks and Jews with whom we agree on the show as a guest, and, you know, you're foolish and slitting your own throat to not work with people who agree with you on the issues.
Exactly.
If they agree with you on the
point.
Issues, that's what's important. But here's the thing. The SPLC, the same week the CSPOA held its conference, and you mentioned some of the people that were there and some of their backgrounds, the SPLC wrote this long expose on the racist CSPOA and how it was so racist. And they actually coined a new term. It was called sheriff supremacy, sheriff supremacists.
I see. Doesn't matter now if they're black, white. Doesn't matter if they're Jewish. Doesn't matter if they're Protestant, Catholic, Mormon, whatever, Baptist. None of those things matter. Now it's just that we think the sheriff is the highest elected office in the land, and now they want to mock that and call it that we're supremacists too. So now David Clark is a sheriff supremacist, right?
Right, exactly.
See, these people are off their rockers. They're reaching this time, and they know it. We got so much coverage that they're being rendered irrelevant day by day. And you see so many things coming out of this conference. You ask the question, James, why is this conference so important? And
yeah,
let me explain why. A lot of people want to march on the Capitol with guns. A lot of people want to do this or that crazy action. In my opinion, it's a waste of time, and it's going to do nothing but create a crackdown faster than you can blink. However, when you get Americans, and especially elected local, I'm going to repeat that, elected local Americans together, and you can bend their ear to listen to you and say, listen, my friend, I don't care if you're black or white or what religion you are. I could care less. What I care about is the supreme law of the land. I care about the rule of law, and I care about my God-given unalienable rights. And I want you, elected official, to represent me as you stand. And I want you to keep the oath that you made to me when we put you in office. And I want you to do what you can to balance power. I want you to use the checks and balances the founding fathers gave us. And I want you to stand up for liberty. Now I'm going to let you hear from me. And then I want to hear from you. And I want us all to come together. And I want us to put aside every other difference. And I want us to stand together on this principle called the oath of office. This principle called states' rights. This principle called the balance of power, and I want to use those checks and balances to make sure that the proper role of government is carried forward. Now, if they want to call us anti-government, my response is we are calling to obey the law. In fact, some of the greatest lawmen in the country are in the same room we are, talking about the same issues we are, and we're doing it all in obedience to the law. And I can't stress that enough. That's why this meeting is so important, because instead of talking about public officials and how evil they are, it's making friends with them and teaching them who we are so that they can trust us, and we learn who they are so that we can trust them. And then all the divides in the country that these, in my opinion, the Southern Poverty Law Center deceivers, along with the mainstream press gatekeeper thugs and all these people, every fault line they want to destroy America on becomes wiped away and gone. And none of those things matter except for God, family, and country. And when we stand together on those principles, they can't stop us. And they are absolutely fit to be tied, James, because it is the answer.
You know, Eddie said it's if as though you were reading through his notes, which are extensive and which are scattered all over the radio station here tonight from one end of the table to the other. And he's going to be getting into a presentation in just a few minutes. And I'm going to turn it over to Eddie to talk about that.
And I don't have a single piece of paper.
Say, it is important, because one thing Eddie's going to say, Sam, is that if we get back to true rule of law, a lot of the problems that we spend so much time on this show talking about, and rightly so, you know, the signature issues of this show aren't going to change, and they never will. They never have. But if we can rein in the federal government, if we can reassert the rule of law to its lowest common denominator, you know, the sheriffs and the counties are basically sovereign entities, then a lot of these other problems will work themselves out and solve themselves. And Eddie, I know we want to get back to Sam, but quickly, you know, chime in on that, and we're going to let Sam finish his report.
Sam, you're hitting on all cylinders, my brother. You know, you're 100% right. I was telling James before the show, and I hope my CFCC brothers don't get upset with me, but and our other brothers and some of the other patriot organizations I've been members of, but they get they're distracted, Sam, by I was telling James like subsets of the set of unconstitutionality. A lot of organizations get too hung up on race, and although we're going time right now.
Oh, about to go to
tab break, but a lot of we get too hung up. Yes, there's racial differences, there's racial problems, there's poverty, but we got to stay with the issue. And the big issue is, in my opinion, is the globalist. And by the way, there's an organization called the Constitutional Counties in this CSPOA. It sits right in the middle of the solutions, along with I would like to talk about the Constitutional County Sheriffs, the Independent County Grand Jury. The jury nullification, state, county, jury nullification and jury nullification, citizen civic education. We're out of time now. I guess we got to go to the break now, fella.
We're about to go to that break, but Sam, I know, in summation, you, even the political cesspool got a little play there. You did a report on the media, played a little clip of
Long story short, on Saturday I had a media session. It was Sam Bushman, Beth Schoenberg of Common Sense Radio, Joyce Riley of the Power Hour, and Drew Zahn of WorldNet Daily. I'll finish up on the other side. We'll go straight to Eddie after that, James.
All right, thank you, Sam.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Are you a native son or daughter of the South who pleads the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin, just outside Travelers Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com. Your home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Are you worried about America? Do you fear the power of the Obama brigades to take away your rights? The Obama presidency is the most radical left-wing administration in American history. Our constitutional liberties are in danger. What can you do? Join the Council of Conservative Citizens. For over 20 years, the CFCC has fought for the rights and ideals of the European American majority. The CFCC has won legal and political battles to protect your heritage and your liberties. The CFCC advocates strong state governments over the power of Washington, D.C. to rule your life. The CFCC believes in an American first foreign and domestic policy which opposes globalism and one world government. The CFCC advocates racial integrity as God's natural order. Visit our website today at www.cfcc.org and join fellow European Americans in the fight for our people.
It's time to jump back into the political cesspool. To be part of the show and have your voice heard around the world, call us at 1-866-986-6397.
Talking about a couple of great conferences that were held in the last 2 weeks, CFCC this weekend, CSPOA last weekend. Keith Alexander spoke on my behalf at CFCC today and represented the program, and we even got a little play at the CSPOA, which we were very excited and elated to find out. Sam, you were telling that story right before the last break.
Yeah, so Beth Schoenberg, who's of Common Sense Radio, you had Joyce Riley, the Power Hour, you had myself, Liberty Roundtable, and the Political Cesspool with Liberty News Radio, and then you had Drew Zahn of WorldNet Daily, all talking about new media. The title that I gave the whole breakout two-hour session, by the way, was called New Media Takes Center Stage. And Joyce Riley's a whistleblower. She talked about that. WorldNet Daily, we talked about how it's become one of the biggest news sites on the internet. Started out with nothing. It's independently owned, which is really rare these days. Beth Schoenberg and myself and Joyce, we all talked about how we launched talk shows and radio networks and et cetera. But one of the points we made during my presentation was specifically about how Bill Rowland was with James Edwards at a conference, and they had a guy walk up out of the crowd and break the story about, hey, there's no Hawaiian birth certificate. We talked about Tim and played the sound bites where he literally came up out of the crowd on a break, talked to you guys about it. We aired that piece. I played it so folks could hear it and told that story. And it just goes to show that we are the movers and the shakers. One of the things that's coming out of the CSPOA conference, and this is another reason why it's so valuable, in addition to getting people together and forcing government to obey the rule of law on the local elected level. But we basically agreed, me and Joyce and several other people now, several other talk show hosts, we're going to create a talk show host conference, James. And I don't know where and when and how yet. We're still working on the details. And by the way, you're right in the mix of that. We want James's input and to decide exactly where and all the details. But we want to have a bunch of talk show hosts get together and have a conference and find out how we can work together more. Because if we could work together, they couldn't stop the news we could break, James. And that's one of the big keys is he who owns the media makes the rules. I've said it forever and I'll say it again. We need to be able to tell our own story, and that's why this CSPOA conference was so important, too. In addition to all that we've accomplished, we were able to get people to report it in a fair and accurate way, and even though the Southern Poverty Law Center is going to write a hit piece on us, the fact is we've got so many writers now, educated constitutional attorneys and many others, to where, you know what, the story's obvious, and they look foolish. The more they try to say we're racist, and then they see Richard Mack, a white guy, and David Clark, a black guy, together, that just dissolves. Everybody just laughs and goes, Southern Poverty Law Center, you guys are goofy. Then they say, oh, they're religious zealots. They only believe in their religion. And then they see, oh, man, that isn't true. Listen to the event they gave at the awards banquet ceremony. And people are getting the truth, James, and they can't stand that. Anyway, at the end of the night, we were giving our awards away. We had an incredible banquet dinner. Steve Stockman, congressman from Texas, was the keynote speaker. The problem is, man, all of a sudden we got tornado warnings right before he was going to speak. And it was fascinating what happened, but the tornado warnings, we ignored them at first. Then they forced us to get in, like, the stairwell hallways kind of thing. Here's what happened, man. A tornado came directly to our hotel, bounced over our hotel, and slammed into the hotel right across the water from where we were in St. Charles, Missouri. We're all claiming that it was the prayers that we were promoting God, family, and country, and we were spared. I don't know. That's what I personally believe, that, you know what, there is something to that. But it was interesting. Half of subdivisions were ruined. Roofs were ripped off. Trees were just seared off halfway. It was a grisly kind of scene. All kinds of damage was done at the hotel across the water. But that tornado literally bounced over us and didn't touch us at all. We lost power for a while, and that was about it. We even finished the awards banquet ceremony, and David Clark got a chance to speak. And I want to tell you what he said in a quick second. But he had to speak with no microphone. It was very dim lighting. And we finished because we weren't going to be stopped. We just simply were not going to be stopped from the historic event that we were in the middle of. And so David Clark spoke and he said, listen, I heard all kinds of kooky stuff about you guys because I am a black Democrat. And you know what? I just want to tell you guys that I'm here to see it for myself. And none of what they are saying is true. And I just want you guys to know that you've got my back and I've got every one of your backs. And we're friends and we're going to stand together for liberty no matter what it takes. Well, now, right after our conference, a sheriff from Florida, and I don't have all the details on this, but I got wind of it, got arrested for standing up for liberty, too. I'm telling you right now, the global elite are going ballistic because they know this will shut them down. And all I'm telling you is Chief Kessler said it best, game on.
Game on. Well, the game is on, and there are organizations out there that are doing good work and are going to have an important impact if things are ever going to get resolved favorably here in this country. I'm happy that the political cesspool has good relations with these different organizations that are out there. And Sam, thank you so much for providing that report. You know, I had tried to check in with you. I knew you were incredibly busy the week end of the conference, but I tried to check in with you at some point just to see how things were going. To tell you, I loved the show you did from the convention floor. You didn't get a chance to return my call until about 11:30 on.
Yeah, it was.
I guess it was Saturday night. I was laying in bed with my wife, and I get a phone call from Sam Bushman, and I didn't know about the tornado story until you called. I mean, that was a close call.
Yeah, in fact, a lot of people didn't even get out of there that night. Some people tried to travel the next day; they got stuck. I mean, it was just a fiasco. There's people sending me information, too, about weather modification and that it was intentionally planned to upset our event. My response, if that was their goal, they were not successful. And I would simply say there probably is weather manipulation. I have no doubt that stuff's going on. Whether it was used in our specific case or not, I really can't answer that definitively. But I will simply say this. They ain't no match for God. That's all I can tell you.
Well, Sam, I'm glad you made it back safe. I'm glad the conference was such a great success. And now Eddie is going to pick up where we're leaving off and tell the audience why he agrees with you, why the CSPOA and their initiatives for having sheriffs emboldened to know that they can stand up against the tyranny of the federal government. This isn't something that we talk about often on the political cesspool, but it's every bit as important as the signature issues that are our main focal point. And what Eddie would like, he's got this great little lineup here. He's got highlights, he's got notes, annotations, he's got it all. He wants to know if you'll kind of sit back, Sam, and just listen to the remainder of the hour to, as he sets up the table, and then you and he kind of have a dialogue and a back and forth in the third hour. Would that work
for you?
You
got it. You bet.
Okay. So, Eddie, that being said, and thanks again, Sam, for your report from the CSPOA, which was successfully held in spite of the tornado, week before last. So, Eddie, I'm turning it over to you. The show is all yours, my friend. We had Sam on to kind of get people thinking in this direction because it is a departure from what we typically talk about. But we wanted to work it in for tonight's show, at least. And you take it away. Why CSPOA is so important? What is on your mind? Open those bomb bay doors and let them fly, buddy. And then we're going to bring Sam back on in the third hour.
Hey, Sam, it's Ed here, son. Just as a quick aside, you mentioned weather manipulation. Now, I'm not heavy into that, but I will say this. I have heard that there is since the 1970s, there has been a treaty between the United States and the Soviet Union, or now Russia, that we won't use weather weapons against each other.
That is correct. I also used to interview, and I still interview him once a month now, but I used to interview him all the time back in the day about the HAARP system. Dr. Nick Begich from Alaska, I interviewed him many times about that. There's no doubt this stuff's going on. What we don't know is how finite or what level they can bring it down to and how really in-depth they can control what. Can they really decide to bounce a tornado over one hotel or make it slam into where they want? Can it be delivered on time like they want? You know, those details, I don't know that we know, so we can't say with a definitive hand. But we can say they're absolutely capable of manipulating weather. The treaty proves it. Why would they have such a treaty if they couldn't do it?
You're right. You know, Sam, in China is well known for they've been manipulating the weather to rain over some parts of their country. It's been very arid, and they're having success with that, growing their crops. That's for sure.
Blatantly admitted mainstream press articles.
You know, Sam, getting back to CESPA, that's one of my I told James before we came on that of all the, you know, C4L, Oath Keepers,
you know, a CFCC. I think right now the best thing we got going right now, the most important thing we have going, the most relevant organization we got going right now is the Constitutional Sheriffs and Police Officers Organization, for all the reasons you've previously mentioned. But just to tell the people, to recap what you said, the sheriff is the highest elected official in the United States. The sheriff, if he knows what he's doing, if he knows his rights, he can arrest an IRS agent, a DE agent. He can arrest anyone that comes in his county. And before they can really do that.
And by the way, just let me add this. These sheriffs were standing up telling you about their experiences doing just that. And that's why this is so powerful, because then other sheriffs hear, hey, man, my buddy in Watsett County did this and did that. And they become empowered when they know it's not just them alone. And that's the piece that's been missing.
You led me right in my next segment. One of the solutions we need. Well, it sounds like we're going to a break, Sam. So I guess we'll doggone these breaks. Hey, but we got to pay the bills, Sam. We'll come back after the break, folks. Me and Sam are going to get it going.
Let's hang on and come back to the political cesspool right after these messages here on the Liberty News Radio Network.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Are you looking for an affordable way to earn your bachelor's degree? Do you want a college experience that's more personal? Then discover your future at America's Transfer College. Students across the U.S. are choosing Ivy Bridge College as a better, smarter way to earn their degree. Thanks to Ivy Bridge's unique program, starting at a two-year college and transferring to finish your degree has never been easier. The program is simple. Start with Ivy Bridge College and take your first 2 years of college online. Transfer to one of over 140 of Ivy Bridge's partner schools and take your upper division courses. Then graduate with your bachelor's degree from the school of your choice. Personal attention, small class sizes, affordable tuition, and a clear pathway to graduation. Start your academic journey and contact us to learn more about Ivy Bridge College today. Call 877-622-2059 or visit americastransfercollege.com to find out more. Ladies and gentlemen of our Liberty Roundtable audience, we invite you to consider joining us. We use the services of George Costello and Utah Document Solutions. They are your authorized Xerox sales agent. We've been experiencing great service, pricing, and results, and we've gotten to know George and his team at Utah Document Solutions, your authorized Xerox sales agent. We were facing a huge increase from our former supplier, and we've been pleased to enjoy great service and an even lower cost of our documents. We recommend that you check with George to see if he can save you money like he has for us. Call George at 801-216-4816. He is your authorized Xerox sales agent. The number again, 801-216-4816.
Call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
Okay, folks, we're freewheeling it tonight. James Edwards, Eddie the Bombardier Miller in studio. You've just heard from the great Sam Bushman. Keith Alexander called in from Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Top of the show tonight, site of the 2013 Council of Conservative Citizens National Conference. But the rest of the show is going to belong to the Bombardier. And Sam Bushman's going to get back on the horn with us in the third hour, and he and Eddie are going to have a back and forth. But, Eddie, you know, I know we're taking a momentary departure from the beaten trail tonight on the political cesspool, because you've got some issues that are very important to you and are very important to me also that we want to talk to the audience about. We're going to get back to our standard fare next week, but for the remainder of the show, we're going to be following your blueprint. I want you to prepare the audience for what they're in store for, what we're going to be talking about, and why.
Okay. Well, first of all, James, I would like to say quickly that all the issues that we do cover on the political cesspool that we traditionally cover, we're not departing from those. There are some really bad race problems. Look no further than South Africa. We just talked about the first part of the show. White people being butchered merely because they're white. They're hated because they're white. There is a big race problem. We see it more here in the South than we do in other parts of the country, James. I have a friend from Minnesota, and she never saw black until she came here to South, into the South to teach. And now she's fully aware of the racial hatred toward white people. Now, that is a set. That is kind of like a subset of the main issue. These issues, this racial hatred, the religious hatred in this country has been fomented by the powers that be, by the globalists. They want to divide and conquer. They want the race problem. For instance, the 60s, the so-called civil rights issue in the 1960s was never against civil rights. It was about divide and conquer. The Frankfurt School talked about that, I guess, back in the 30s. You know, that they stopped using white people because white people wanted to migrate up in society. They wanted to work. And, you know, we're never going to get away from our core issue, the political cesspool. But this really is, what I'm talking about tonight is the reason I'm trying to tell people, trying to tell some of our brothers, for instance, the CFCC, you have to look at the really cause of these problems. And I'm saying, and where a lot of people might disagree with me, I'm saying right now that the biggest thing going on right now in the world is, and I know Sam disagrees with me some, but it's the Bilderberger Conference in London. And I'm telling you why.
Hold on, the Bilderberger Conference is in London is very important to keep an eye on. It's very important to write about. It's very important to have our finger on that pulse. And so I agree with you on that. I'll get into a caveat in a minute, but keep going.
Well, what I was going to say, Sam, we have the richest people in the world. Like I was telling James, we're not talking about these measly billionaires like Bill Gates. We're talking about trillionaires. Trillionaires that have been around for a century. We're talking about trillionaires that they bypass governments. They don't even work through the governments anymore. We have the Rockefeller people, the family at the Bilderbergers. They're worth trillions of dollars. We have the the Dutch royal family there, Prince Bernard, who owns, and they own Dutch Royal Petroleum. Trillionaires. We have senators and congressmen there in full violation of the Logan Act, meeting behind closed doors under armed guard, private armies, where no real news agencies like the Political Cesspool, like the Liberty Roundtable, we're not allowed in there. They have their clan, they have their cronies that they control. These people, the globalists, they control the mainstream news. They've controlled them for over a century. They own the Washington Post. They own the New York Times, the Los Angeles Times. That's why James was telling me earlier, I'm trying to bring him into this, well, why don't we ever hear, if it's so important, why don't we never hear it? Because they don't want to be told. They don't want people to know about them. And matter of fact, David Rockefeller is on record of telling the people at the Washington Post, thank you very much for keeping the American public in the dark for 40 years. They own the Congress of the United States. They own the British Parliament. They control the money system.
I challenge anybody
to tell me that the people that are in charge of the money in the world, they print the money. You have the International Bank of Settlements. You have the World Bank. You have the Federal Reserve Bank. You have the Bank of England. These are all privately owned banks. They have a complete, total, 100% monopoly on the money. They can take Bill Gates, and if they want to, Bill Gates can wake up tomorrow and be as broke as James Edwards and Eddie the Bombardier Miller, because it's fiat paper money. They can do away with that anytime they want to. And I'm kind of getting far drift here, but in the second hour, I'd like to tell people
we want to go over some of the
problems caused by these globalists. And I guarantee you, it's it, if you cut this head off of the snake, you'll find them. We're going to go to the problems. We're going to go to the solutions. And Sam's cesspool meeting, Constitutional Sheriff's Police Officers Organization, is right in the middle of my solutions. It comes under constitutional counties. Back to Sunboy.
All right. Eddie, really quick, though, James, before you toss in here, I just want to mention everything Eddie says is absolutely correct. I've studied it for probably 30 years. Everything he says is dead on, provable, mainstream documents, admitted to by news organizations very seldomly, but admitted to in more candid moments, unscripted moments, etc. Every bit of it's true. So I agree with Eddie on that point, James.
What I was saying, and Eddie, of course, I knew what the Bilderbergers are and the power that they have. I was a columnist for the American Free Press. It was formerly the Spotlight before the radio show even started. And of course, Jim Tucker of the American Free Press was the bane of the Bilderbergers. And so, you know, I'm aware. What I was saying when I asked you that question was that, you know, what is the official story why the richest people in the world gather together each year? You know, that should be, you know, you look at, you know, when Paris Hilton goes on a diet, you know, that's national news in America. So why wouldn't it be news when the world's richest and most influential people all get together under one roof at the same time? And so that's what I was talking about. You know, that is certainly a story. But I was asking you, what is their cover story? But they don't even have one because they keep it.
They
want to be secret. It's not that, you know, we're just going there to kibitz and, you know, break bread and visit with each other. But they don't even have that much of a cover story because there is no story at all. Yeah, but what are they doing?
Hold on, Eddie. And my response to all that is, and this is the reason that I think it's worth covering some basic points on and educating people about it, but it's the reason that I don't cover it in depth like, say, an Alex Jones or somebody else does. They are so rich and so wealthy, they're so heavily guarded that they could literally, because most of these names that are really responsible, that are the trillionaires, we don't even know the names of half of these people.
You're correct.
And so when they have a meeting that everybody wants to flock to and protest and report on, how do you know they're not really like meeting in L.A. in a rock punk band bar where their real meeting is, and this is just the meeting for show? You don't know. And so it becomes so hard to follow, so hard to track the inner workings of thugs that have no organization that at least we can see, have no desire to be known about what they're doing. What I'm telling you is, how do you know these meetings aren't just show? And so when you really dig in, you realize how sinister they really are, and you get the understanding that you're not going to know at all. They're probably in a rock band eating cheeseburgers in an L.A. punk bar right now, meeting while they're putting on the big show somewhere else. We don't even have any idea. And so the reporting at that point becomes so nebulous, so confusing, that I'm submitting to you that, hey, the reports I see, half the time they're right and half the time they're wrong. And I think it's intentionally done. Every time we're wrong, we get egg on our face. Every time we're right, we want to praise ourselves to high heaven like we got it handled. But I don't think we do. They have too much money, and they're too good at deceiving their real deceiving us on their real intentions.
Sam, I tell you what, you make a good point. Now, I'd say fast forward from 50 years ago, you're right on the money. Now, back when these folks were totally in the dark and people like you and I would be called conspiracy, I still get called a conspiracy nut. Oh, Sam, this is an aside. I finally won a total victory. I'm able to get the conspiratorial, the radical constitution course in my mainstream Baptist church. So see, if people are calling us conspiracy nuts and radicals because we want to present a course on the United States Constitution sponsored by Peruca and Peruca Law Firm, I mean, for God's sakes, I mean, just think how much of a conspiracy theorist they say that. I mean, for instance, this is true. People cannot deny that we have an International Bank of Settlements. They cannot deny that we have a World Bank. They cannot deny that the Federal Reserve exists. It's there. It's real. They are a private group of bankers that control the fiat money system in the world. And I've told James, all these little side issues we chase, and they're really not side issues. For instance, the race we've talked about. Here in Memphis, it's very, very dangerous to go down to so-called black neighborhoods. Now they're coming to white neighborhoods. It exists. It's reality. But the thing is, it could not exist. These black slums could not exist without the socialist programs put forth by these, the globalists, the Bilderbergers. Dr. Stanley Monteith likes to call them the Brotherhood of Darkness.
They and got he's absolutely on target.
Yeah, they got these people, Sam. They got these the blacks, and now they're getting the Mexicans, and they're hoarding them in these slums, and they're keeping them on welfare. And people will say, like the and I'm trying to condense this. The Campaign for Liberty, who I used to attend every meeting, I got discouraged. You know, Sam, the Campaign for Liberty here in Memphis for years they've been recruiting, heavily recruiting the black neighborhoods here in Memphis. We can't get one, and I'll say the reason they don't. Why? If I was a black and somebody said, I want you to join the Campaign for Liberty. Now, if they find out, if the man finds out you're in the Campaign for Liberty, he's going to get rid of your food stamps. He's going to get rid of your housing subsidy. He's going to get rid of your free medical insurance. He's going to get rid of, your aid to dependent children. In other words, you're going to have to go to work. They're not going to go for that. They're not going to give up that free lunch. And that came about back with the FDR, all the FDR social programs. And it got kicked into, the afterburners kicked in under LBJ. I think we're going to another break. Hey, the break manipulators are out after the bombardier tonight, son.
Well, we're going to take a break. When we come back, it's the last hour is all yours, Eddie. We're going to get into your thoughts on the identification of the problems and your assessment of what solutions might be. Problems and Solutions presented by Dr. Pappy right after this.